The Caribbean Stud Poker card game has simple and interesting rules. This is a kind of poker that appeared in the middle of the 19th century. Here you confront the dealer and can count on payouts with the coefficients of up to 100 to 1. In this version, you can resort to the card replacement function, which greatly increases the chances of winning. Rules of Caribbean Stud Poker. The game in Caribbean Stud Poker begins with making the mandatory ante-bet. The field for it can be found in the central part of the interface. For bets, chips of the different denomination are used. They are found at the bottom left of the screen. The following values are available: 0.1, 1, 5, 10, 25, 100. After making bets, you can start the game. To do this, use the deal button. After the start of the game, you and the dealer will receive 5 cards each. One of the cards of the dealer will be open. After receiving cards, you can raise or fold, losing ante. In the former case, you must click the raise button, and an additional bet will be made on the corresponding field. If you decide to stop the game, press the fold key. You and the dealer will go in the open. If the dealer does not have a combination of king and ace, you return to ante. If the virtual dealer has at least a king and an ace, then a comparison of the combinations takes place. After this, the winner is determined. Here are the possible combinations and payout coefficients for them: royal flush, ace, king, queen, jack, and 10 of the same suit, pays 100 to 1. Straight flush, 5 suited cards in order, pays 50 to 1. 4 of a kind, 4 cards of the same denomination, pays 20 to 1. Full house, 3 plus 2 cards of the same denomination, pays 7 to 1. Flush, 5 suited cards, pays 5 to 1. Straight, any 5 cards in order, pays 4 to 1. 3, 3 cards of the same denomination, pays 3 to 1. 2 pairs, 2 plus 2 cards of the same denomination, pays 2 to 1. A pair, 2 identical cards, pays 1 to 1. How to win at Caribbean Poker. The advantage of the player before the casino in Caribbean Stud Poker is 94.8%. If the player does not have a combination of a pair or higher, it is better to fold the cards. The same strategy should be used if you have anything lower than the king and the ace. All other combinations give a high chance to beat the dealer.